The people you know on an all-new show. This is Breakfast with Millsy and Carl on Perth's 6PR.
Now, a new study shows road noise increases your blood pressure and in turn heightens your risk of hypertension. The report author, Professor Kazem Rahimi from the University of Oxford, joins us. Millsy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your research into noise and traffic and blood pressure.
So in a nutshell, what we did, we looked at the link between noise level and blood pressure or diagnosis of hypertension, and we found that people who are exposed to higher levels of noise, they're more likely to be diagnosed with hypertension in subsequent years.
So, Kazem, if you live on a busy road, does that mean that someone like me, who did live on a busy road for a period of time, might have been subject to that?
Yeah, absolutely. The noise levels that were measured in that study, where there was noise levels in close to the home environment of the people, as you described, and of course it depends on how your housing looks like and how much noise that is on the street will get transmitted into your house. But on average, yes, if you're living in that environment, you're more likely to be diagnosed with hypertension in subsequent years.
Any techniques to combat that?
Well, I mean, the obvious one would be, assuming that the relationship is causal, the obvious one is trying to just reduce the noise level. But unfortunately, for most of us, that is not that easy, because changing the housing, the location, or coming with some sound proof systems is going to be costly and is not something that people can adopt. That is why in the research we recommend that it's probably something for the policymakers to tackle, and trying to just come with interventions that reduce noise levels more generally, at least in residential areas.
Kazem, from your study, is it the sounds of the roaring engines? Is it the honking of the horns when people are busy in traffic doing the old beep beep that is making people's get a little bit more anxious?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we by designing the study, we couldn't look at the mechanisms of it, but it's very likely, as you described, that people getting anxious, people, the sympathetic level of activity going up, that is those sort of things that are likely to just lead to elevated blood pressure.
I don't know what you could do about it, though. I mean, unless you said you can't live on busy roads, we're not going to build on busy roads. What do you do with all those people that are living on busy roads?
At least being aware that you're essentially exposing yourself to some additional risks that have been unknown. That is essentially the message of this study. I mean, not every study necessarily comes with a solution. As I've said, I hope that this is something that the policymakers can adopt. I mean, if people can afford to change housing, of course, that is a solution. But unfortunately, as we are also found in this study, those who are from low socioeconomic status, they are more susceptible to those harms. And those are the people who find it harder to just move away.
I got a suggestion. Let's just all get an electric car, because they don't make any noise at all. If you've had an experience behind the wheel of a hybrid, they're pretty quiet, aren't they?
Absolutely. That is actually a good suggestion. But the problem is, when you live in a neighborhood, you don't have a control about what cars drive around you. If, most of them are electric vehicles, of course, the noise level as a whole would be down, right? But when we just say, being exposed to high levels of noise will increase your risk of hypertension, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's your car that is causing it, right? Could be other people's cars.
Yep. I've got another idea. Don't fight it. Having lived on busy roads, the worst thing you can do is fight the noise. Just go with the noise. Suck it in and absorb it and don't
fight. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, much better. Very interesting study, Kazem.
Thank you.
Good on you. Professor Kazem Rahimi there.
So, do you live on a busy road? What's your blood pressure like? Have you had it checked? Do you have hypertension? 133-882. And can we find the busiest road and the noisiest road in Perth that might be causing some of these problems this morning, Millsy?
Well, it may not actually be to do with road traffic. It might be that you live near a train line and the train line has to hoot, because it's coming to an intersection and you hear it day and night. And when you moved in, you never saw the train, but when you moved in, you certainly heard the train. What would be the worst? So we'll have a look at some of the places that I've lived and we'll do a comparison. Jody said Perth has already implemented very strict noise guidelines for all builders of approximately 4 years ago. So if you're on a main road, you have to have things like double glazing, awning, windows, extra insulation, etc. Well, yeah, that's good, Jay. But for those that are living in old homes that are in those areas where there's busy roads, that doesn't offer any protection whatsoever.
So I was living in North Perth in a 1930s circa home. This does not have double glazed windows to block out the noise or anything like that. But what I can say is that the buses were one thing that was really noisy because we had a bus stop opposite us and it was just up the road from the intersection of Vincent Street and Charles Street. So you had the backing up of traffic. But you also then had, when the lights turned green, the people accelerating away from the set of lights, which would occur straight out the front of the house, Millsy. So you had all sorts of things
going on. How long were you there for, mate?
A couple of years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have I got problems?
No. Well, I don't know if you've got problems, but that's not a bad example. Can you knock Borry off? Can you tell us where you lived, where it was noisier than that? 133-882. I'm trying to think around Perth. There's a few places that I wouldn't want to live.
Yeah.
And there are houses there, and you go, how do you live here?
Well,
you're totally deaf, or you just don't even worry about that kind of thing. And normally they're young students who can't afford to live anywhere else, so they live there, and there's normally no air conditioning. Sometimes there's power, sometimes they're not, and they're on the most busiest streets of all. It might take you back to your days when you were young and carefree. The noisiest spot you ever lived. 133-882. I'd love to get your memories. Millsy and Carl, 6PR Breakfast. It's 6:15.